tonight. We talk about Frenchie's week as HOH. Will he execute his plan to remove a meathead, or will a lady take the fall? We also talk about the new HOH competition, where we play a bit of pool. And finally, we talk about the new HOH and who gets nominated. But first, please welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to But First. I am Addie. I am Addie.
Hi, Maddie.
And I am joined by Fatty. I'm Adam, and I'm joined by Fatty. Hi, Fatty.
Hi, I'm joined by Maddie.
Yeah, exactly.
How are you, Addie?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. We never heard the end of your trip on the Geeky Gay, I don't think.
Well, we're still going over the trip.
Oh, that's right. You've got the spreadsheet. Yeah. By the way, do you do a spreadsheet for this show?
No. Well, actually, there is a spreadsheet, but it's because the app that we use is generated from a spreadsheet.
Okay.
So, yeah, there you go. But it's not a spreadsheet to plan the show, because as we know, I don't do any planning.
No.
I just show up and record, and other people take notes.
Usually late, so.
Well, I wasn't late today.
Speaking of late, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, could not be bothered to.
He didn't even tell us he wasn't going to be here.
Didn't even. It doesn't care. He just doesn't care.
No, he's just so, used anyway, to. He would email us and be like, "I'm sorry, I can't be bothered to be there this evening."
But we are joined by four other people who do care, to include Sam in the hinterlands.
Hello, everybody.
By the way, Sam, are you in your boudoir this evening?
I am in my studio. This is the art room. This is where I hang out all of the frickin' time now.
Oh, okay. It's building. The frickin' time art studio.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you do your clay modeling or whatever?
Yes, I can.
You had a bit of a disaster this week on your clay modeling, did you not?
Yes, and you can't sit. Oh.
Did the
you can't really see it.
It looks like
there's where it all happens.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about the disaster that happened, that a goat ate your homework or something?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. A goat ate my homework. I had been doing a commission for someone, and it met with an untimely fate, part of it did, but it's repaired and on its way, so I'm happy.
Nice. Good. Good for you.
Yes. These things happen, but hey, it's clay. It's reparable.
Well, I'm the Fay Driver from the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast.
Also joining us tonight is the Fay Driver.
Well,
from the Pink
I just want to say for a second, I wasn't sure who was introducing, because Fatty, you started introducing people. So I thought you were going to introduce people tonight. So
well,
I was letting
Fay,
you go.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
thank you very much. If you want to hear about Archer's tires, listen to my next episode, which I've not recorded yet. Which will be out in about a week.
I'm buying new tires tomorrow.
Oh, I love tires.
Fay, are you? Do you have a spreadsheet for your show?
He does. No, for his tires, he does.
I have a spreadsheet for my tires, not for my show. I have a text file for my show.
Have you heard his show?
Well, apparently we retweeted the wrong episode today on Pride 48.
Oh, you did see my message. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Someone in the organization is working on it. Thank you.
How many complaints did you get, Fay?
Well, none. It was just me. I have very high standards. Please let me introduce Archer.
Who?
Archer from the Archer Radio podcast.
Hello, how are you?
I hear he's getting new tires.
I already got new tires.
You did get them, yeah.
But I should have spoken with Fay Driver first. But I was at the dealer when the guy said, "This is what you need." So I had to go with it.
You did. It's all right. You did fine.
Okay.
They see a gay boy and they're like, we'll sell him the most expensive tire that we have.
No, they were not the most expensive. Oh. I did not go with the most expensive.
How much did you pay for each tire?
I don't know how much it was for each tire, but the actual tire part of the repairs was $1,100.
That's
did that tire. Include the mounting and balancing?
Yeah, the mounting and the alignment. I had an alignment too, so you know, all that stuff.
Fatty, don't
all-wheel drive car.
It's a four-wheel drive.
There you go.
Small SUV. With 19-inch rims, so the tires are big.
You're just
19 inches.
You're just bragging.
That's what he said. Fatty, don't you usually include the mounting for free though?
The mounting is free.
We're
here
all told
at the...
this is 19 inches.
Right. Right.
That's not 19 inches.
That's a good one, Sam.
That's reverse AOL inches.
You had to see that to understand the joke.
Right.
Speaking
of other people, let me introduce Moose P. Moose, how you doing tonight?
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
Moose, have you experienced any tires or rimming?
Rimming's been a long time, but tires back in October. It was about $1,000 for a set. And yeah, I got them from the dealer.
Okay.
That'll be
same price as a discount tire. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. Those all sound like reasonable tire prices.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody got hosed particularly.
Right.
We haven't heard about Big Fatty's tires.
I'm getting Michelins.
Oh, good for you. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
I'm not really sure.
Continental.
I'm not sure what's
so
a good brand.
The Continental, huh?
Or
but my original tires were Continental.
Yeah, Continental is a brand that typically goes on a lot of good quality manufacturer. It's a good quality original equipment tire, Continental. But Michelin is a superior product, I'm sorry to say.
He better be paying more than I paid.
What did you get, Moose?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Whatever the dealer sold me. I mean, I.
Okay. Sam, do you happen to know what size your rims are or what brand of tire?
I haven't been rimmed in decades and decades.
Oh.
And my tires are a mess because the car was the one that was wrecked.
Right. Went in the ditch.
Yeah, and it was aligned, but it's not holding the alignment, and it's not holding its top off of oil either. It's got a lot of battle scars, and yeah, well, anyway. But my son recently got new tires.
Oh, what'd he get?
A set of four all-wheel drives for 700.
Is this tire talk?
It's
What's
car
wrong
chat
with that?
Because well, you know they can't have cars in the Big Brother house.
That's right,
Adam. That's because four of us in this room are retired.
Ah. I was going to say, Fatty, how often do you go out of alignment? But yeah.
Can we get to it?
We can.
Episode 3, July the 14th, Wednesday.
Yeah, because we're going to be here all night again.
It's the power of veto competition. The nominations are Elissa and Kyland. This is basically the first episode after the big introduction, right? Well, I guess there was whatever. But the entire house is confused about Frenchie's nominations. He nominated Elissa because he was Christian's girlfriend, or so he thought, and he nominated Kyland, the nonprofit guy, as a pawn.
Hey, is Kylan gay, by the way?
Oh, we haven't figured that out yet.
By the way, we've been joined by someone who's been having his tires rotated, Chris in Tennessee from New Jersey from Tennessee. Hi, Chris.
I can only apologize. I was in the drive-thru window and they were very slow.
Did they suggest something that you didn't want?
Well, yes, but I could not bring it up, so I had to get the largest items they had.
Okay. Faye, are you talking about the Sunday episode?
Or he's talking about the POV.
No, Wednesday.
Wednesday, episode 3.
All right.
We did
all right.
Sunday last week.
Well, I know. That's why I was asking, because this all
but
sounded
we
very familiar.
We always get that silly little recap.
Previously on Big Brother.
That's the one, yes.
I wish they had a little skip button like they do on Netflix to skip that stuff.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
You have it on TiVo.
Yeah.
Well, I'm watching it on Paramount Plus, CBS All Access.
So this is where we start seeing Frenchie do crazy things, say crazy things.
He's a freak, that guy.
I gotta be the showman's killer. Why?
Yeah.
Well, he totally assumed they were in a showman's, and they weren't.
But come on, they're kind of. They're building up to it.
I know, but up to the point where Frenchie was seeing that, he sat down with that those group of people, and he assumed it after the one thing she said. You know, and then he thought, they're showmans, I have to break them up. That's why he nominated her.
But Frenchie is
what
he
said.
He's a bit off his rocker, too. Like, the guy is just playing way too hard.
He's not a bit off. His rocker rolled.
All right, so in this episode, we have a discussion about the LG Frenchie. So tell me what the letters are. LG B. What's the other one? Like,
that's what I came in on. I came in on the Q.
I don't think they even got to Q, but anyway, it was just so weird. We learned. Because
didn't somebody last week say that they thought Frenchie could be gay?
One of us.
Adam
thought that.
Maybe I think everybody's gay on there. I don't know. I
think Frenchie's a closet case.
I was just wondering. Oh, really? I don't know. He probably not, but I had that impression. Just I thought that wouldn't surprise me.
Hope he's not. We don't
know. Right. I know that would not be the best representation for us.
No.
And I don't think he's crazy. I just think he's playing way too hard. I don't
think he's not thinking enough through before he makes decisions and says things. He's not thinking enough first.
He's a little cray cray.
Yeah, he's playing all the time though. Like he just can't even take a breath and let things happen. Like if I was in the house, I would not be like immediately reacting to every little thing. I'd be like, okay, let's let this play out. Let's see what's going to happen. But he's
doing a lot of contradictory things.
He is talking way too much.
An example there is when he said, I would never nominate a woman. And then he turns around and nominates Alyssa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's making a lot of promises to a lot of people in the house and he doesn't follow through with them, whether he intends to or not. He's just trying to make friends with everybody by like garnering all of their love, right?
Well, the very first night when he was up on the balcony with the three guys and he told all those three guys, I won't nominate you. You know, yeah. I mean, he's talking too quickly about things.
Let's move on. Frenchie is the HOH right now. He ends up targeting little Derek and Travis. And there's a whole thing with that. He manages to get little Derek on his side. And I think a lot of us see little Derek favorably. And there's talk we're trying to figure out, is he gay or not? And Sam.
Oh, no, I was just raising my hand in agreement that I am one of the people that thinks little Derek is very favorable.
Right. Except I think we learn later on that he's a little wishy-washy or weak, but we can get into that later. So we learn about the cookout alliance.
Now, I like that.
Has anyone been making lists of who all the alliances are? Because
if you follow the Big Brother, what's the name of this app?
BB Online, that one?
Wait a minute.
You it find it, I'll continue talking.
Pocket BB. Pocket BB.
Oh yeah, we followed that last year. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a girl that each week puts out a new diagram of all the different alliances and everything, and how, you know, they're always changing. So,
well, but we know that the barbecue alliance is all of the African Americans.
Cookout.
Yes.
Or cookout, sorry, not barbecue, cookout, yeah.
Or the barbecue. Is that a slur?
No, that's not a slur at all.
By the way, I need to, this is a great opportunity for me to pick a bone with Fatty. Fatty, oh. I know what you're talking about when you try to tell the Yankees to stop misusing the term barbecue, but barbecue, even in the Southern vernacular, is both a noun and a verb. One can barbecue by cooking barbecue.
No, you grill out.
Or... Yes. And if you are making proper barbecue in the Southern style, that is called barbecuing.
Oh, my God.
Grammar lesson over.
I didn't know that was a question.
Thank you for coming to my tire talk. I mean, TED talk.
So I think they're called cookout.
I think that's all that I am going to contribute to this episode. You're welcome.
How was your food?
Thank you so much. By the way, when's the last time you got new tires?
What is it with the tires?
Well, clearly, he doesn't listen to anything.
All right, moving it's on. Cold. We have the POV competition picks. Frenchie picks Tiffany. Alyssa picks Derek X, the little Derek. And Kylan gets house guest's choice and picks his boyfriend, Travis.
And so, Frenchie is mad because
all of his people that he wants to
be targeting
to backdoor are now playing the game, paying the POV. Sam, do you have anything to add? Should I continue?
Well, I'll tell you, we skipped over... Frenchie and Brent forming the final two up in the HOH room. Does anybody have any thoughts about that?
Didn't he do the final two with a couple people?
Yeah, he did Big D.
Right.
He and Big D had a final two. I believe that was the first one that he did.
That was the first one he formed. And then I think he formed one with someone else, and this would be his third. But... their voices were all weird at first. Did you notice that?
No. Well,
I thought he was doing one with Brent, too, because he was like, Brent and I are like this. We're like, you know, we think the same. We do everything the same.
We're lying in the same bed. Brent didn't have very many clothes on.
Ooh, that's fine.
he's very, very fit.
This is what's making people think that Frenchie is gay because he has all these huggy time with Brent, the flight attendant, and he's cozying up with a final two with Big D, the other gay guy in the house. So, but I don't think Frenchie's gay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it is either. But.
He's probably not. But I just, the only reason I said that is because with those country boy types, those farmers, you never know. And
because they fuck
because he was so against meatheads, I don't know. That was probably the big thing with me. I was like, you know, maybe he's a little more sensitive, you know, or whatever. And he talked to the girls a lot at first, but who knows? He's probably not.
Classic.
He's definitely more than a little cray cray with that slaughterhouse thing.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't like the name of that. Did that happen later? I was just gonna say I don't like the name of that one. But anyway,
yeah, okay.
Keep going, Faye.
That was a hint. We were foreshadowing for our listeners.
Okay, let's get through the POV competition.
Yes, let's do that.
So it's the competition is called Massive Cocktails.
Thank you.
And everyone's wearing board shorts and bikinis. And they have to roll a cherry. This is just all these sexual innuendos.
Oh, good heavens, yes.
Through
to
the course.
Get the cherry in the slot.
Yeah, and set up all these obstacles to make sure that the cherry follows this certain defined path.
Basically, it's marble madness.
Right.
Yes.
So our little cutie, Derek, little Derek, wins the competition just as Alyssa, I believe, the other nominee, or the one of the nominees, was just about to win it as well, but we don't really know.
Just a word about that. Don't you think he had a really good strategy of
yes.
worrying about the bottom part and let the other people figure out the top part, and then he just copied them?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I thought that was a good strategy.
Yeah, I did too. And I was wondering this is completely arbitrary, but these are the kind of things that I think about. I wonder if that's the same set as they use for OTEV, and they just reskinned it because it's completely irrelevant. It doesn't matter at all. I wonder if the prop people are like reusing. I don't know.
It looked completely different. I'm not sure about that. Adam.
Well, it's a ramp.
It's much too big.
Yeah. Maybe so. Again, arbitrary. That's what I was thinking, though. Yes, I thought it was a good strategy, though, that he did, because, like he said, everyone was starting with the top, and it made complete sense to me. Although I don't like it when people cheat and look at other people, but it was a brilliant strategy, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I know you say you call it cheating, but I don't think that's cheating at all. I think it's a strategy.
In Survivor, when they do that, when they're like doing a puzzle and then they look over and they get it drives me crazy. But it was a good strategy. So,
how you win? So Derek wins. So Derek now has the power of veto. Frenchie moves in like the mafia and says, "If you don't use the veto, I can't protect you in a couple of weeks." So he puts this weird kind of pressure on Derek. Like, in a couple of weeks, I'll be able to protect you. But right now, you can't use the veto. Like, anybody have Frenchie, thoughts on it?
Frenchie flat out lied to Derek. He said that everyone wants him out and wants Travis out. You know, Frenchie's just a big old liar in there.
Yeah, that was a completely made up little rumor there, because not a soul said anything about getting Travis out.
Right.
Y'all have watched this show before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, lying is not exactly verboten or even unexpected.
No, that's true. But why didn't Frenchie think of that when he was being told that? You know.
Well, I want to point out that. I believe, what's his name? The flight attendant guy, was he the one that told Derek that he should make sure he goes up to Frenchie and say, you know, basically ask him, what do you want me to do? He should cozy up to Frenchie because, you know, get on his good side, because he was kind of under the radar for a little bit before he won power of veto. And he did exactly that. He went up, and so I don't know. I feel like Brent, is that his name? Brent.
Brent.
Yeah.
So I feel like he, and we'll learn more as we go on with tonight's show, but I feel like he is not completely in bed with Frenchie the way Frenchie thinks that he is. I think he's going along with it, you know, at this point, just because he doesn't want to rock the boat, and he's like, oh yeah, I'll take any alliance I can get, basically. But I don't think when he talks to other people, he's, yeah, I know, you know, he's acting crazy. Here's what I think you should do or whatever. So I don't know. And we'll see what happens later. But.
And Sam confirms that Brent said you should to little Derek that you should do whatever Frenchie says.
Yep.
Right. Okay. So I think Sam might be having technical or audio problems, so I'm going to carry on. Okay, so our little Derek uses his veto and takes Kyland off the block, and Frenchie has another one of his weird speeches. These speeches are just so fucking bizarre.
Farming isn't always sunshine and rainbows.
But people look at him like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yes.
I think it's funny that in that little speech, you referred to Travis as a stud bull. I mean, what the hell does that even mean?
Mm. He is a stud bull.
Isn't that the bull you pimp out to all the cows to get a bunch of little ones?
Yes.
So some strange comment about a bull stuck in the mud. I don't know. You got to leave him behind or something. some very bizarre thing. So he puts Travis, the cute Travis, the bimbo Hawaiian surfer, what is it? Computer startup genius who sold it and went to Hawaii, which I'd like to see some proof of that, please.
I think he just
tear in your eye when he did that.
Yeah. I love Travis. I wanted him to stay because he's the best looking person there.
Well, he's the stud bull.
Brent is. We've talked about this already.
But who has the better abs? I mean, I'd like to see. We need to compare this, clinically speaking.
Brent, clearly.
Okay. So anyway, and then Frenchie says after this, this is the end of the episode. Maybe if Sam has anything to add, she might want to put it in here. But the last thing we hear from Frenchie is my HOH was a total success.
Oh,
I know. I heard that and I'm thinking, what is he thinking?
What? He needs to take those pills to help with constipation for people on opioids, because he's clearly on something.
Well, I would say he was able to get up one of the meatheads, air quotes, at the end. So, I mean, from that aspect, his original plan of putting up a meathead was successful. He was able to do that. But at the same time, he ended up pissing off the entire house, convincing them that he was all both nuts and playing too hard, and basically alienate all of them by the way he was acting, and had to break promises in order to put up someone that he wanted to put up because he'd already promised he wouldn't put. So I don't call that successful, but he did.
He was going to have to break promises anyway, because he promised everybody everything.
That's true.
Yeah,
He had to pick Travis because Travis was the only meathead that he could select.
Yeah.
All the others had, you know, freedom for the week or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it had to be Travis.
Okay, so that's the end of that episode. We move on to Thursday, July the 15th, episode number 4, The Eviction. And the show opens on Julie wearing a Mexican restaurant tablecloth.
I thought we needed to talk about Julie's outfit.
I kind of like the poncho. It was colorful. And she was out of those normal high heels and just in very chunky heel shoes tonight. So
I noticed that. And she almost never wears pants.
Right.
But and what did just tailored black pants.
The jewelry, that claw thing, though, that it was her attempt at youthful appearance, you know.
Because that, I'm pretty sure that claw thing has at least some kind of either religious or cultural significance.
I don't know.
Are you talking about a necklace she was wearing?
I'm not sure what you're... She had on two, well, she had on the cross she always wears.
Right.
But then she had on
a big chunky claw.
Yeah, and the claw hung low and had a big metal cap to it.
Right.
And it looked and like a it tusk looked like
it could have been maybe jade. I'm not sure. It was a little hard to see on my TV. I couldn't identify the claw.
Okay.
I wonder what kind of tires she has.
Excellent question.
I can't remember wears. I have no idea what you got. Like, you guys know the every little stitch of what she was wearing, what her belt buckle looked like, her earrings, her necklace, I'm like, I don't even know what color what she was. She could have been naked and I wouldn't remember.
When that came on, I just went, oh my God, I can't wait to hear this conversation on Butt First.
But it was very colorful. I did like the colors.
It was. It was overtly colorful.
I just thought it was out of place. That's just not usually what she wears.
You know, the only thing she was missing was a sombrero.
And she's Asian.
Right. All right. So she's just a master, though, of hitting her marks. Like the way she moves around that stage. And there was one shot where they had, I don't know, the two people on the screen behind her, and then she walked like 8 feet, and it was a different shot of two separate other people, and she was right centered perfectly. Like she hits her marks, like
with her feet pivoted just, you know, the correct angle.
Just and she couldn't see her feet this week because she was had that tablecloth on. Right.
All right, so we get into the house. Frenchie is building the Slaughterhouse Alliance. Like, this is just a revolt. This is the guy who's going to go to work, if he had a job, with an AR-15 and shoot everybody. Like, this is starting to make me worried about his
He'll shoot up all the animals on his farm.
Oh, it's just like the Slaughterhouse Alliance.
Well, it wasn't even the name. It wasn't that he formed an alliance. What really got me was that he said he always thought about being on Big Brother and doing this. It's not that he was actually playing the game and saying, yeah, let's form an alliance, and oh yeah, this is a cool name. He was living out a fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're that's right. When we start slipping over into, you know, not cool territory.
Right.
Well, I think the biggest thing was the amount of people that he was including in this Slaughterhouse Alliance. Isn't that like eight people or something like that?
Yeah.
Eight. And I think he thought he could get one alliance with half the house and another alliance with the other half and be in an alliance with everybody.
Well, the other one was an all-girls alliance. And I thought it was funny what Azza said when she said, if I'm going to get an alliance with all women, I'm not going to have it organized by Frenchie.
Dude, that's just the hell was he thinking?
And was that the French kiss?
Yeah, the French kiss. The French kisses.
Which is six people. Yeah. There's six people in that alliance.
I'm pretty sure that was another, oh yeah, I wanted to do that too.
And maybe it's just that I'm old and jaded, but
it is.
It's thank you. I knew you would come in to help me there, Chris. They get way too excited about the names of these alliances. It's just like, oh yeah, that's the greatest thing ever. And I'm like, y'all are just whatever.
You know that none of these alliances are going to last more than a couple weeks,
right?
I'm sure they're told to really play it up and show energy, be high energy.
Well, in years past, it's been fun with the names of the alliances, but I think we've gotten to a point where it's overdone now.
It's just stupid.
I roll. Okay, so there's a little birthday. Our little cutie Kylan has a birthday, and he gets a stripper. And
in a dress
nonetheless, with makeup, and it's Travis.
And heels, and it's Travis.
Walk in those heels.
That's about all he can do. But
whose dress is he wearing?
Probably Whitney's.
Who knows? That's where I was wondering.
It's gotta be someone big enough. Whitney.
I never thought that he was gay until. He seemed to be enjoying that striptease or whatever. And so that's what made me think, well, is he gay or are they just
Kylan?
Yeah. Kylan.
Oh,
seemed to be enjoying it when
a joke.
Well,
it's just a joke, especially with Travis doing that, because have you ever seen those bromance videos on YouTube? Travis was being one of those bromance videos on YouTube, just, you know, playing it up.
I've not seen, what is this? What is a bromance video?
He needs.
Look for bromance TikToks on YouTube.
All right.
Just look it up. You'll see these really hot gay guys or straight guys, and they're like kissing on each other and stuff.
He's run out of porn, so he's just going
to. No, I don't need porn anymore.
No. I'm talking about Faye.
Oh, okay.
speaking of porn. Did anybody see on the TikToks the young man with the trombone who was
yes!
sound effects?
That was on Twitter. Mother?
Yeah, I saw that off of Twitter. Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was funny.
Okay, let's move on. So we have this striptease, and then Travis is pitching Frenchie to keep him in the house as a bigger target for next week. Whatever. It's the typical edit, right? Mm. And we go to the it's elimination time, and this, we have the speeches. Sam, do you have anything you want to add up to this point before we get into speeches?
Yes, I do. When Travis got up to do his stupid speech, that was when he stripped for real, as opposed to stripping down and wearing the foundation garments. And am I the only one that noticed he did that whole model thing where he tucked his thumb into the waistband of his jeans and slouched them down so that he could show his pubic bones?
Oh, yeah. He wanted you to see the Adonis belt.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? I didn't mind seeing it at all. It was fine.
This guy's a professional.
I have never had one of those, and I like to look at them and wish that I had one, but never. Don't even know where it lives on my body.
I don't think you'll ever.
Adonis has never. Anyway.
Tomorrow's Geeky Gay. Hello, everyone. My name is Adonis, and
right. This is my belt.
Here's my belt.
That's very nice, but I'm just pointing out that he did that really easily. This guy's done this a time or two.
Yep. I think Chris has gone to sleep.
That's why I'm saying you got to look up bromance on TikTok, YouTube videos.
Are you the drunk, other thing Chris? Travis mentioned was the stains in his
Yeah.
Oh, for pity's sake, yes, that.
Oh, well, he said that was a joke. So maybe, and a couple of the guys laughed. So maybe that someone really did play a joke on him.
Well, he said that someone put whipped cream on his shoes.
Yeah.
Shaving cream.
But that it was shaving him, but that it wasn't.
Well,
what you think?
Maybe yeah. They all said that that's what it was.
Right.
Well, you know, every year we wonder about where they're doing it. So
it doesn't look like shaving cream. Shaving cream doesn't look like that. And there's got to be a bottle of Windex in the cleaning cupboard. So, you know, I don't know why he's even saying this stuff.
I'm glad we have found our butt first expert on the state of semen.
All you have to do is go smell it.
Smells like bleach. Oh.
I mean, then you know what it is. Just go take a sniff and you'll know. There's no question.
You don't even have to get that close. It looks different from a distance. They reflect light differently.
Well, and you know, we're not even bringing in the crustiness factor.
Well, that's after it dries.
Right. That's true.
But it turns clear eventually.
Well, shaving cream doesn't look a thing like it.
No, I agree.
Not really. No.
Okay. So
moving on.
In Alyssa's speech, she says, check out my website. And
thanks. I didn't even hear what she said, though. I don't know what it was.
Well, yeah, right. And also, thank you for supporting me and my anxiety. So I guess she didn't get the anxiety edit, but I wonder if she's been a problem in the house. So we had all the votes, and it was overwhelmingly to vote out Travis, except for the two votes. There were two votes for Alyssa, which was Big Derek and Tiffany. And we'll talk about that more in the next episode or in the next segment. So Travis says goodbye, and away he goes. He's out the door.
And notice how Julie did not go over and hug him or anything. She kept her 12-foot different distance, but didn't say it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the HOH competition occurs. I believe the game is called Pool Sharks.
Before we go on, can we mention one thing that Julie said? That,
yes.
Travis tried to blow up Frenchie's game about an hour before the eviction.
Yes.
It was shown on, I guess, Sunday's episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's important that, you know, I mean, Travis was really going after Frenchie there at one point.
Well, I'm going to ask a question then, because I was watching it on CBS All Access / Paramount Plus.
Right.
And they didn't show it on there on that episode. And I think it's because they had such a long technical difficulty with the HOH competition that that we're about to talk about.
They showed it Monday or Sunday.
They showed it Sunday.
Sunday.
See, I don't remember seeing it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that much of a blow up, though. All we saw on the Sunday episode was him.
They only showed 30 seconds of it.
I could have missed that.
Yeah. It was a pretty significant event from everything that I've read.
And also, can we talk about little Derek being sort of coerced into using the veto? Like, if Derek had not used the veto and left everything the same
in place,
it would have been a very different story. We wouldn't have lost my sweetheart, Travis. Mm.
Do you think Alyssa would have gone out then?
I think so. And I'm very curious as to know how little Derek was so easily pushed into using this veto.
Well, remember, Brent, as well as others, told him to do whatever Frenchie wanted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he was really worried that he was going to be a target. And so he wanted to do whatever he had to do to.
Plus, Frenchie said to him, you can be safe this week or next week or 3 weeks down the road, but I don't know about this week or whatever. So.
And it was very early in the game. I mean, this is only day three or day four of the house. And, maybe this is just how they edited it, but I got the feeling when Derek went back to his team to say, okay, I got it, yay. And his team was like, yeah, do whatever Frenchie wants. Just, go tell him I'll do what you want, because it's a smart move categorically. And, it was still too early to figure out quite how things were lying yet.
Yeah. And part of the thing, I think, at this point early in the game is we haven't seen the aspect of the four teams, the four member teams, and how those four members affect a one particular person's game. It's sort of now just starting to come to light when we see like the Tiffany and Frenchie relationship, which we'll talk about in the next section.
But I still don't think we're seeing strength from any one team. Do you think?
It's hard to say. We're not seeing the interactions, right? We're not seeing that edit.
Yeah.
But I think my point is that there is a strong team dynamic with each of these four card face teams. And we're not seeing how that team dynamic is affecting the rest of the gameplay, which is probably one of the things that affected little Derek's choice to actually to use the veto. Anyway, okay, let's move on. We have the HOH competition. It's Pool Shark. There is this technical difficulty thing. They're all supposed to type into their keypad what position they want to play. The situation is it's a large pool table, so to speak, and on the pool table there's these little dots marking the position 1 to 30 or something like that. And position number 1 is an easy shot to sink your ball. Position number 30 is the most difficult shot to sink your ball. And the game is to pick a number. Where do you want to sit? What position do you want to be at when you shoot your ball into the hole? So there's that aspect. However, there were technical difficulties, which nobody really knows what the problem was. Does anybody know from the feeds or from the secret?
I just speculated that those little machines that they were typing the things on were sending a mixed signal or something. Because as soon as they came back to that, because Julie went to a commercial, as soon as they came back to that, they had already picked their spot and they were already standing on their spots.
Right. Yeah. So, go ahead.
What was that giant Q-tip thing that they were pushing their balls with?
It was supposed to be a pool cue.
Oh.
And it had a little pool ball, a cue ball on the end of it.
I didn't get that at all. It just looked like a Q-tip to me. I just, yeah. Like, why are they using this giant Q-tip?
Well, it had a big white ball, like
a cue ball.
Ball on the end, but the ball was actually flat on one side so that it could push the push their.
Didn't get that.
It was kind of like shuffleboard / pool.
Yeah, but it was a ball. Yeah,
I think I would have been good at that because I used to play a lot of pool. I mean, I'm not sure that it would be.
Say you used to play a lot of shuffleboard.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's all about the angles. Yeah.
I mean, you still play pocket pool.
So I'm not going to go through this. Sam, do you want to go through the details on this competition?
Well, the point of the game is that the highest number who actually succeeds in getting their shot wins the game.
And the game, they're getting it into a shark's mouth.
Yes, right. Yes. You're shooting, you're shuffle puck shooting your ball into the mouth of a shark, and Frenchie, as the outgoing HOH, is the one who has to chase the ball down and give it back to you each time. And boy, was he annoyed, boy, was he annoyed by the end of that. And I don't think anybody minded that. And at first we started off, and I will just run down very quickly the order. Alyssa started off at number 15, and of course she sank her shot, which was a nice way to start things. Brent at number 16 sank his shot, which meant that he was winning. And then we went through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I think, people. Claire was number 23, and she was very close, but missed it, and everybody was disappointed. Kyland at number 24 made his shot. There were four people after that. Brittany at number 25, Big D at number 26, Sarah Beth at number 27, and Derek X at number 28. But all four of them missed their shots. So Kyland is now the new HOH.
And didn't he cry when he got that? Or he maybe cried later.
No, he cried during the letter reading.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's
during his "Who wants to see my HOH room?"
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And
can we talk feel?
Can we talk about Fantasy Island is coming back, guys? This is going to be so much better than Slutsville Island, the Big Fatty Watch. What is it?
Love Island.
Love Island.
Love Island.
I'm waiting for Fantasy
Island. So trashy. Chris, you watch it, don't you?
Yeah. He's not admitting to it.
Yeah, I tried again this year. I watched it for about 7 minutes and gave up.
Okay. So now we're going to move on to the Sunday episode.
We had a teaser that at the end of this episode that was really interesting, I thought. We, as the audience, learned something that the house guests don't know yet. Winner of the wildcard competition has to switch teams to buy their safety.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Right.
That was the teaser.
I was just going to ask that, Big Ben.
I was like, what did Julie say with her little words of wisdom at the end of the show?
It was be strong and courageous.
Yeah. She was back to quoting the Bible.
Wow. I never see those. I immediately delete the episode as soon as I get to that commercial.
Oh, and be strong and courageous like I am wearing this tablecloth.
Yeah. All right. So it's the Sunday show nominations, July the 18th, episode 5. Not sure what day it is, actually. I
haven't seen that yet, I don't think.
Yeah. They don't show the days very often.
Not every time, no.
No. Because when I do, write them down. There was one, two episodes, on the Wednesday episode.
They said it was day 3 or 4 on the Wednesday episode. So that would make it 4 or 5 on Thursday. And then Sunday, it could be, who knows?
Right.
I don't know.
It's early.
Low double digits. Like 12, 13.
So our head of household is Kyland. We joined this episode just post HOH competition. Big D and Tiffany have put in their rogue vote, and we learned that Frenchie convinced Tiffany to put in the rogue vote for the other side. We don't really know why Big D, Big Derek put his vote in, but he said he thought it would be funny. He did it for a joke. Does anybody have any comments?
I think that's why.
I have a question. Why did Frenchie want Tiffany to put in that rogue vote?
Okay, it was because he was going to try to blame somebody else, blame Derek.
Derek, yeah.
That blame Derek for that rogue vote.
Sam, you had a comment which I didn't quite hear at the beginning on this.
Oh, I was saying that I think Big D probably did this because of his final two with Frenchie, and it might possibly have something to do with his whatever the heck he said on in he blurted out during his vote the episode before, which I didn't quite catch.
Okay.
And I had something else, but I lost it. Please keep going.
Okay, so as we mentioned, Frenchie was trying to pin this rogue vote on little Derek. Frenchie just does not stop playing the game. Like this whole episode is kind of centered around Frenchie just like working every single angle and not relaxing.
He just digs the hole and keeps digging and digging and digging.
And everybody is getting a little pissed off about it.
I think it was interesting that Tiffany would go along with it. But then again, she was going to kind of blow up Frenchie's game if he told anybody. And she suspected he was going to tell somebody.
Well, and she was getting mad about it towards the end of that episode there. Yeah. When she was talking, she was like, you know, he's going a little cray cray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at one point they showed a conversation that Tiffany, Frenchie, and a couple of other people were in on, saying, "Hey, and Frenchie was saying, I know exactly who did this vote, but I'm not going to say." And right. Then Tiffany just kind of blew up and said, "Hey, why are you even saying that you know and not going to tell anybody? You know, that's just lying. Don't say you know."
Don't you think that made her look a little suspicious though? I mean, if she hadn't have been the one to blow up like that and get all angry about him saying he knew, it seemed kind of weird, you know? I think if I was standing there, I would have thought, "Well, why does she care so much?"
Like, well, I think the only reason with that is that when he said that, her eyes, like, she did this thing with her eyes, and that if other people were paying attention, they would have seen that she had that kind of reaction and maybe thought that she was the one who voted that way. But in general, unless you were paying attention, you wouldn't have known that she was the one who made the vote based on what.
Yeah, I think that her getting angry about that would be legit whether she voted that way or not, because it's like, hey, that's a tacky juvenile thing to do. Why are you saying it like that? Come on.
He didn't even need to bring it up, period.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I know who it is, but I'm too good to say because I'm moral, because I want to be, you know, I want to have respect. If I'm leaving, I'll do. No. Yeah.
It was interesting to me that he said he knew both, because Derek had said, Big D had said he did it for a joke, but then that made me wonder if Frenchie also asked Big D to vote that way.
I think so. I think that for a joke was a lie.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we get the Who Wants to See My HOH Room eye roll and a letter from Mom.
That's where he cried.
Which he can't read. So Tiffany reads the letter for him.
But it's not that he can't read. He was too emotional.
Yes. That's right.
Do y'all ever look at what they get in their baskets?
Yeah.
He got kettle chips. Food. That's all that.
I noticed kettle chips. That was the only thing I noticed.
He got two bottles of lotion.
Oh.
Well, also on Twitter, they put it on Twitter, his exact basket. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So should we just put this to rest? He's gay, right? Like, if he's not gay, he's like totally bi or he's on the spectrum.
I mean, kettle chips, you know. That's a kettle
chips. I mean.
If he's not gay, he's bi for sure.
I mean, there's nothing says gay pride than the rainbow flag and kettle chips.
Wait, well, there was no rainbow flag in there.
No.
So, okay, let's move on. This was really cute. This thing between Asia and Tiffany, where she cries when people come in the room.
Oh, I love that acting. Fabulous.
It was priceless.
I've never seen anybody do that before. It's kind of genius though. And Derek, little Derek, was the funniest because he started coming in and they immediately started doing their little bit and he didn't even say anything. He kind of backed up slowly, shut the door.
Yeah, I don't want to be involved in this. Oh, and then Ash is just cracking up like crazy. It's just gorgeous. It's lovely.
The Big Brother Twitter said that she won an Academy Award for that performance.
Okay, so we move on to the wild card competition. These competitions are just crazy. So
now I wanna ask something here because I don't remember what order things happened to. What order things happened in? Did Frenchie go all crazy before or after the wild card? Because we haven't talked about yet how he went around. Well, because I just wanted to mention, and I don't remember when it happened, but something happened where he thought his, was it after the wild card? Because I'm not sure. I think he,
well,
it may have been
pictured after they selected the people for the wild card comp, but before the competition. So but he walked around the house saying, I'm out. I'm out. I'm out.
He went to like every member of his alliance, no matter if they were in the room with other people.
Right.
And just said, I'm out, you know, and then basically walked out of the room. And it looks suspicious for the people that aren't a member of the alliance because they're like, what the hell are you talking about?
And you're right. Was he saying that he was out of the alliance?
Yeah, he was. That's what he was saying.
Okay.
He was saying he was out of the alliance because he got it in his head that his alliance was scheming against him. And then basically when we go to the wild card, Brent has now determined that, you know, along with basically everybody else in the alliance, that Frenchie needs to go and, you know, and they don't want him to win if he's selected or whatever. And he is determined that he wants to be selected for it.
He was the sacrificial cow in the slaughterhouse is basically what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
It is. And after that, Whitney, actually, I thought she did a good thing there because Frenchie's doing his stuff and he says, F the slaughterhouse, I'm out. And then he goes to the Girls Alliance and says, I'm out. And basically, you know, F everything. He's just totally losing control.
Well, wait, then what did Brittany do that you...
Whitney...
Whitney, I'm sorry. I heard Brittany. Sorry.
So, you know, basically they're saying, are we just going to, you know, saying, are we going to let this happen? Are we going to do this? And Whitney's like, no, I'm going to talk to him. And she did a really good job, I thought, of talking to him and confronting him in a non-escalation way. She basically said, you know, what the heck is going on? And it didn't do any good, but I thought that her attempt was really well done.
Yes.
If
she's like a hostage negotiator.
His alliance was not after him before, they were after him after.
Oh yeah.
So
I think everyone was after him after.
Yes. Well, and then he wants Brent to throw the competition.
Right.
Well, he asked Sarah Beth to do it too.
Yeah, he did.
He was walking around going, "Where's Sarah Beth? Where's Sarah Beth?"
And where did he think that he had any power at that point to throw competitions?
Well, he's
or to tell people to throw competitions.
He's Frenchie.
In his head, remember? The all-girls competition that he's dreamed about and the Slaughterhouse Alliance that he's dreamed
about. He's cray-cray.
I don't know. I just think he's playing way too hard, but not well.
These are not strategies that a winner would play.
No, but it's way hard playing, though. I mean, he's not laying back by any means.
These are not strategies.
No, these are not strategies. This is like a crazy man who doesn't really know what he's doing, actually.
Yeah. So anyway, Faye, I'm sorry. I just didn't know when that happened, before or after, but I thought it started at least before the wild card. So I wanted to bring it up.
And it continues. So we do have the wild card competition where maybe I'll get Sam to explain this.
All right. Everybody ends up in the art gallery. Yes, they are in their private art gallery. Everybody is... wearing white that's trimmed with a color. And the deal is that you get asked a question about other colors. They show you pictures with colors in them, and you're going to be asked questions about colors. And it's the winner who gets paint thrown on them.
And this who is was part playing?
Of how you know that?
Yeah, who we haven't mentioned who was playing yet.
Playing Brent, Sarah Beth, did do that. And Frenchie.
Frenchie, Sarah Beth, and Brent.
Yeah.
And Frenchie has the red trim, and or the yellow trim, and Brent has the red trim. And Sarah Beth is wearing a pretty dress. And so anyway, they're all standing there. And the first person who gets 3 points, i.e. gets 3 questions correctly, first one to put in the correct answer, wins. And so they show a lot of, the first question is very easy. They show a colorful picture of, you know, like one of those Batman bap, zow, zing, bop things where it's the word with an exclamation point and a cloud around it. And then they ask what color the exclamation point is. Sarah Beth's very good at this. She's a forensic scientist. She uses her eyes for a living. This makes sense. They get progressively harder. And in the first round, it's very nice because each of them get 1 point. Sarah Beth gets that first one. Brent gets the second one by being fastest. And then Frenchie gets the color below green. And Brent choked and put in green. And it was clearly a choke and not an, oh yeah, I'm throwing the competition after all thing. He was really upset about it. And then right after that, Sarah Beth, boom, boom. So yes, Sarah Beth won wild card competition.
Have you guys ever seen that game show Mental Samurai?
Yes.
With Rob Lowe?
Yes.
So it reminded me of that because they ask one of the rounds or one of the questions is always a memory one. But you don't know what they're going to ask you. So they say, just look at this picture for 3 seconds or whatever. And then they ask you some random thing. I suck at that because if you don't know what they're going to ask you and it's this image with all of these things in it and you're trying to think, you know, what are they going to ask me? And it was kind of like that because you don't know what they're going to ask. You just have to memorize like as much of the picture as possible.
Well, a good example of that, I think, was the last one where Frenchie chose blue because the pool... It was a pool with people on different floating things. But he chose blue because that was the color that was most in the picture. But that was not the answer to the question.
Yeah. It was the, what was the, mo- which of the floater the had tubes the most, or whatever, which the inner
color
tubes.
Had the most floaties or whatever. You're muted, Faye.
Thank you. I have a question. Did anybody figure out that Frenchie did not win this competition after the first question was asked?
Yes.
Yes.
Because his hat had a stain on it.
Pink.
And his hat only had the pink on it. And so I knew he never got another question right.
Good for you. Yeah. Good. Good work. What's that little, that detective show?
Dora the Carmen? Explorer.
Dora the Explorer, yes.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. All right, so Sam, we've learned that Sarah Beth wins, and then she's presented with the wild card question of the week, which was...
This was a good one, I thought. The one we teased with from last time.
do you want, now that you've won, do you want to switch teams to the safe team? And then whoever you switch with gets switched over to your team and you stay on that team for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Do we have any thoughts on this?
Well, I just didn't like that those choices. I mean, I know that it's, that's the whole point of the wild card, but I just didn't like it.
Well, I assumed, I think it puts too much of a target on your back if you take the swap, but also then you're going to a team who may not want you and will be mad that you replaced one of their members. So I thought it was a fairly easy choice, even though it would be nice to be safe for 1 week. I didn't think it would be worth it to piss off all these people for 1 week of safety.
Did they basically say how they would choose the person who would have to switch teams?
You choose.
She chose.
Oh,
you would choose. And as this evolved, we learned it had to be one of the two female players on that team.
She would have been hated after that, yeah.
No. Well, and it couldn't. Well, the reason it couldn't be anyone else is because there are only three members on that team, and the other one is HOH. So
that's right.
Yeah,
it had to be one of the two females.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
But what made that an interesting competition is that if Frenchie had won that competition, I think he totally would have taken that. So it just depended on the situation the contestant found themselves in, whoever won.
Right.
One, because Frenchie knew. I think Frenchie, in the back of his head, knew that he was going to be, targeted this week from him keeping his mouth open too much.
He did, because he even said to Brent, "I'm going out if I don't win this competition. You have to throw it." He said that to Brent. All right, so she doesn't take the deal, which was a very smart move on her part. I think she made the absolutely correct decision on that, because she really wasn't a target. I think she knew she was in good with Mandy. Kyland.
Yeah.
Mandy? Where'd that come from?
Where did you get that from?
Because I can't remember this guy's name. I always think of him as Mandy. I don't know why. Kyland. What kind of a name is Kyland?
Cute Kyland.
What?
Who's cute Kyland? Kyland. Yes, Kyland's very cute.
Yeah, he's adorable. I'm finding I quite like him. All right, so Kyland is the HOH. He does his nominations and he nominates, any surprises? Frenchie and Brittany. And Brittany is not happy.
She's right.
Well, that is a little bit of a surprise.
I was surprised by that too.
Did you guys notice though? So he's having, before this happens, he's having a chat with Brittany, and Kylan comes across as a very nice guy. I mean, he seems like he's a very nice guy, but he's having this conversation with Brittany and he's asking her a question. And then she comes back and says, "Well, let me ask you, blah, blah, blah." I don't know what she asked. And then he says something like, "It's my time to ask questions, not yours." I was like, whoa, like where did that come from? Like it seemed like, he wasn't trying to be nice at all. He was like, I don't have to answer your questions. It's my time to ask questions, bitch. I was like, all right.
That comes with the HOH room. They get a little... Yeah. Yeah, they'll get a little uppity when they become HOH.
Oh, I think he put her up because she was, just because he wanted to pick two people from Frenchie's
from the Jokers group.
Yeah, and so I'm not sure why specifically he chose her and not. But see, he has a final two with I don't know why he didn't pick. I would assume because there's the cookout, and is Kylan part of the cookout? Yeah. Because, okay, so I would assume he didn't pick Aja or Big D because they're in the cookout.
Right.
And so the only two left were Brittany and Frenchie, and he wanted to pick two people on the same team.
Well, I'm just surprised at Brittany, because if you look at the episodes, the three episodes that we had since last time, she was barely mentioned until this episode. Mm-hmm. She was one of those quiet people who we did not see anything from until this episode.
But his logic is perfect, because if she happened to be called on to do the POV, if she won, she'd take Frenchie off.
Yeah.
Only because Frenchie's on her team.
Her team.
Right now.
Exactly.
I think that would be the only reason she would pick him, but normally she would not pick him, I don't think.
Right. But she's loyal to that team. And she even said that she was going to be loyal
to the team. But yes. I think, I mean, from Kylan's point of view, it makes perfect sense, but it's still kind of a bummer anyway, because she was giving him legitimate information when she was up in the HOH room. And you could tell just she was being forthright that she thought Brent and Whitney were sort of palling up and that Christian and Alyssa were palling up. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she wanted to ask what he thought. And that's when he said, well, you know, in the HOH, one of the privileges of being HOH is that you don't have to answer anybody's questions. Basically.
Yeah. Well, he could have picked Christian or Alyssa.
He could have.
But he didn't pick anybody from the Kings team.
Oh.
Well, that's all I got, folks. I do want to show you, though, that for this year, Big Brother Season 23, instead of having loose papers, I have gotten out one of my old
Well, it is school supply time.
It is. So I'm doing my notes this year in a spiral bound notebook so that I will never lose.
Sam's is really sparkly. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sam's lovely.
I found a gold glitter one at the dollar store. Ooh. So I'm doing mine in a fabulous notebook.
I found mine in my massive store of stationery supplies that I have had for 30 years.
That's great.
Now, did we, in the episodes that we're reviewing tonight, did they talk about the have-nots? Are we even concerned about that?
No.
They didn't talk about it.
Okay, then
they said the pink
note
was better than slop.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, we made...
Whoops.
Whoops.
Someone's sharing their screen with us.
Yeah, keep going.
I was going to say that we already know... Well, I don't want to get into the... what's the word that Big Fatty uses? The spoilers.
Well, I do want to... So we were going to... Are you guys prepared to pick your teams tonight, or...
I'm not.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
No.
So then we won't do that tonight, but next week. So on the, I want to mention here, our next episode is actually going to be Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern. So I hope as many of you as possible can join for that. But it will be the Pride 48 live streaming weekend. So I'm going to say one thing we're going to do on that. We're going to have one less episode to review. Right. So one thing we're going to do is we're going to select our teams then. So you guys need to be ready for that one. But you
will also have 1.5 hour less to
correct.
Talk.
Yeah, we're going
we only have an hour.
We're going to have to go quick, but we need to select our teams soon because.
Okay. So we're selecting Comp Beast, Likely to Succeed, and Fan Favorite.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm sharing my screen just to show you guys, but I just wanted to mention on a mobile device, if you go to buttfirstpodcast.com and you get the app, if you click on cast, it's got images of everybody, but it tells you what team they're in. It's very small, but it's color coded. And so you can see who are in teams together. And then if they're on the block, they have a key next to their face. And if they're HOH, they have a little icon that says HOH. And if they're evicted, their picture goes gray, just like it does in the house. So you can kind of follow along and see who's evicted, who's HOH, who's on the block, and whoever wins.
Wild card?
I don't have wild card, but whoever wins the power of veto will have a little power of veto logo next to them.
Now that's interesting because they've already done the power of veto.
I only do it when the episode airs.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want to, for people who don't want to be spoiled.
Okay.
I do it when the episode airs. So I wanted to mention that. And once we select teams, when you go to the show hosts and you click on their name at the bottom, it will show who their team is. So
get a new picture.
Wait a minute, go back. I didn't see it. What picture do I have on there?
I just used the pictures that were, I believe they were on your Twitter account. on your Twitter bios.
I have a much better picture now.
Oh, well, you can send me.
You may have colored your hair also.
No, I did not color my hair.
May we request that Big Fatty use an older picture?
Again, these were just whatever you guys had on your Twitter, well, on your Twitter account. That, so you can send me a new picture if you want. You can email it to me.
I will do that.
Anyway, that's it. So we will select them then on Sunday. And
that's a good picture.
And yeah, so all right, I'm gonna edit in the music. So I'm just gonna say we'll end it here. But
spoilers.
Oh, do we want to do spoilers? Oh yeah. Do we want to do spoilers?
Yeah.
All right, Archer, you handle them this week.
Okay. Well, the spoiler that
I'm leaving. Wait till I leave.
Okay. Okay. Hey, where can you be reached?
Oh, you can reach me at pinkwheelnuts.com, where I will talk about Archer's tires, as I promised.
I can't wait.
All and right. My Michelins. Bated breath.
All right. So what I know
wait
from
minute.
The
let him go. Let oh, him go. Bye bye.
Well, he took his headphones off, so I'm sure he can't
hear.
That
don't mean anything. Can you hear us? Okay.
He's gone. All right. So from what I know from my, it's called Big Brother Gossip or BB Gossip on Twitter, that Derek X won the power of veto.
Again.
And he did not use it. They had that competition today, and he did not use that power of veto.
Interesting.
And that's all I know. Oh, but the have-nots are also Brent, Whitney, and what's the other girl's name? Where? Let me see it. Hannah. But I guess Derek X, too. Yeah, because that team has the have-nots. The aces are the have-nots.
So they're doing have-nots by team.
For now, yes.
All right. Well, I will play some music. All right. Well, Archer, where can you be reached?
ARCHERR.com, Archer.com.
All right. And Chris?
Apparently buying some tires.
Moose P, where can we find you?
Nowhere on the internet.
On Twitter, on Facebook.
You're something on Twitter. I know that.
I haven't used that in ages.
Oh, okay. Sam, where can we see pictures of all of your arts and crafts?
I'm Sam in the H on the Twitter sphere.
All right. And Fatty, last but never least.
Right. Well, you can find me Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Pride 48 for the Pride 48 weekend.
And I'll be on right after Big Fatty.
Yay. All right. Well, you can find me at geekygay.com, and you can find a lot more shows at pride48.com, where this weekend we have the live streaming weekend starting Friday night and going through Sunday. You can find a lot more about our podcast at buttfirstpodcast.com. And from outside the Big Brother house, I'm Adam Burns Moonves. Let's listen in on the house guests. Good night, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.